Do you feel like sales is something icky and you don't really want to sell? You just want people to come to you so you can help them or you can hand them something pretty? I have a lot of coaches who come to me and they say, Amy, I love helping people, but I really don't like selling. And although I personally love selling, I do understand that it might feel icky to others, especially if you don't have good sales experience or like something good to compare it to. However, sales and the cash flow that comes from it is the fuel of your business. And without sales, there's no cash flow, aka there's no business at all. So how can we sell our offer in an authentic way when we actually hate selling? Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, the show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van der Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday. Today I'm going to share 5 tips with you so that sales can feel a little bit less icky and you might not start loving sales yet, but at least you're going to stop hating it. The first step that we're going to take if we want to stop hating sales is we're going to reframe our perspective. So when people think of the word sales, they often think that it's something bad because you're going to make people hand over their cash to you. And I always laugh at this because it's like you're holding a gun to someone says like, pay me, bitch, pay me for my services. But that's not actually what you're doing. If you reframe the perspective on selling, you're basically just helping people reach their goals or get them what they want. And we are helping people overcome obstacles. And in return, they're giving you money if they want that. So reframe your perspective on selling. You're not doing something bad. Instead, you're just giving them the opportunity. So sales is not an obligation. It's you are giving someone an opportunity. Tip number 2, when you're selling, start from the question, how can I help this person instead of how can I sell my product? So you're asking yourself this question, for example, during a sales call or a sales conversation. So whenever I do intake calls, I've been doing some of them for my new masterminds. I have sales scripts and stuff, but I just literally sit there and I sink into this feeling of like, okay, I'm talking to this really interesting person. How can I help them? I tell them the same thing. Like in the end, I don't actually care. Like I like getting nice high ticket sales in, but I don't really care if they're gonna pay me or someone else, because if they would pay me, but I wouldn't be able to offer them what they needed, it would end up with something wrong. So I'm always just really focused on what do they actually need. And I sometimes also tell people like, I can't actually give you what you need, which is the best example of the fact that sales don't need to be sleazy, because if I were sleazy, I would just give them the thing and have them pay for it, even though I couldn't help them. So when you are asking yourself, how can I help this person instead of how can I sell my product? You're really going to shift from seeing it as something that you're trying to get people to buy to seeing that your offer is a tool and that tool can help this person reach their goals instead of you selling the offer being the goal in and of itself. The sale isn't the goal. Helping the person with the right tool is. So first, we've reframed our perspective. Sales is not bad. You are not a thug because literally you're not holding a gun to people's heads. I hope if you want them to buy something. 2, think of how can you help someone instead of how can I sell them? And 3 is give before you ask. And it might be that sales feels a little bit icky to you right now because you're only asking. You're constantly pushing online, and it might feel a bit icky because you are focusing your marketing, not really on marketing, but just like pushing. But if you would start giving more and you give before you ask, by sharing value, by helping people just from the goodness of your heart, by offering really valuable information, you're gonna feel better asking for something in return when the time comes. So whenever, for example, people are like, oh yeah, I can't invest in a program of yours right now, I'm like, yeah, it's okay, because I also have 400 podcast episodes that are totally free that you can follow. And hopefully when you listen to them and you implement those things, you're gonna get to a point that at a certain point you can invest in something of mine when you want to. But because I share so much value, by the time people actually do invest, they've convinced themselves. And I'm actually currently working on this because in the past, I've definitely had my ups and down moments. Everyone has seasons, and I'm always honest on here. And I've definitely had seasons where I'm like, I feel like I was selling a bit too much. And for me, that happened not just because, how do I say this? I was actually always giving value. My podcasts have a lot of value, but what I noticed is that my value was hidden. My value was in the podcast, in the email, in the blog, and on the external part of my Instagram, for example, it wasn't really obvious how much I was giving away for free. And the moment I shifted that and I just gave value on the front end, I got people asking me to buy something from me instead of me asking them. So when in doubt, give value. I know people hesitate about this. They're like, oh, I don't want to give too much away for free because then they won't buy. If your free stuff is not as good as something people would pay for, they're never going to pay for stuff. So if you want to build an empire, give more than you ask. That's my third tip. Number four, if you hate sales, to stop hating sales is to focus on connection in your marketing. So instead of directly pitching your offer, so what I do is I'll ask people, hey, are you interested in this? Shoot me a DM. And they think there's going to be this whole automated sequence. And then I'm like, oh, hey, nice of you to text me. Like, do you want to tell me something about your business? How's it going? What are you struggling with? And we really talk about stuff. And it's funny because they would have assumed that I was gonna send them into this automated funnel, and I'm literally like, oh, I want to get to know you because I want to be able to ask you questions. I don't know if we're a fit for each other. I just want to see if there is a connection here. You can do that directly through conversations, but you can also do that in the way that you connect or like do your marketing by telling more stories, by telling stuff about yourself, really looking at how can I engage with people, because a lot of people think online marketing is like, oh, I push stuff out, just like the content that's like the sales page content, but they forget to, like, you want a person to buy it, so make sure it feels personal as well. And when you're having conversations, be an actual human. I've done conversations where I was like, oh, so good that you texted. I'm just running out to go and meet my grandpa. If you can just already drop it in here, I'll check it tomorrow because I was just headed out to dinner. Stuff like that. It actually helps. People don't expect you to be on all the time. They expect you to be a real person. People like buying from people. So make it a bit softer, make it a bit real, which ties into my last tip is be honest and authentic. There are a lot of people with strong opinions about using discounts and bonuses. And my advice there is do what feels good because, for example, I use bonuses and discounts, but I'm also always really, really honest. When I say doors are closing, they're actually closing within the 15 minutes, and I'm not gonna post later like, oh, I still left them open. I don't do stuff like that because then people start distrusting you. So never ever lie if you have urgency and scarcity. Don't say you only have 10 spots at a certain price point if that's not true and you're actually giving other people even bigger discounts. That's just shitty marketing. So these are some tips that can help you feel less icky about selling, but I actually have one really, 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 really good tip that I haven't shared with you yet. I'm gonna do it in a jiffy. Is that how we say that? But before I do that, I wanted to say, if you are currently struggling a little bit with your sales and you feel like, oh, it's just not moving along the way you want it to, I created a selling checklist, and the checklist will really help you figure out, like, am I focusing on the right stuff or not? Am I missing some really obvious things? Because maybe you don't hate sales, you just hate the fact that you don't get any results from sales. If that's the case, definitely go and check out my selling checklist through fastforwardsamy.com/selling checklist. Go and download it. It's available both in English as well as in Dutch. I'll link it in the description, and it's going to help you figure out where you might be leaving some opportunities on the table. So my last tip, if you want to be able to get more at ease with sales, is actually something I saw on TV once. It was someone who said, show, don't sell. And I fall into this as well, right? With my Business Freedom Elevator, I'm currently selling it, and I will definitely go into a push mode at times. But I also know, for example, a while back, I showed some checklists that I was making for myself, and people started asking me questions like, oh, is that stuff we can find inside of the Business Freedom Elevator login? I was like, yeah, sure. So if I'm selling, I'm like, buy this. Whereas if I'm showing like, oh, this is how I do that, and this is what I do when someone, a client asks me for information, and I put it in this checklist and blah, blah, and then people start asking me for stuff. So when in doubt, and when you don't want to push, or you want to go live, but you don't know how to be like, buy my mug, maybe just go live and be like, hey, this is how I designed the mug. This is why I like the design so much and why it's so large. And this is the box it comes in. Show people what you have. Show people what you're doing instead of thinking selling. So when in doubt, show, don't sell. Okay, this was hopefully something that helped you reframe some of the ick you feel towards sales. And if you want more information, like I said, go and download the selling checklists, because it's, well, sales are the fuel of your business, so make sure you can sell. And obviously, if you want to learn how to run an actual business and really become your own boss, my Business Freedom Elevator Fast Track might be just right for you. And inside of it, we have an entire module on sales. So If you speak Dutch and you're interested in getting better at selling and building a profitable freedom-based business, discover the program through fastforwardamy.com/elevator. And if you speak English, I actually have an entire course on sales and launching that's also available through fastforwardamy.com/the launch gamebook. That's more launching and sales. If you're already a little bit more advanced, if you're more in the beginner phase, I would recommend the elevator. If you don't know what's right for you, just shoot me a DM on Instagram on fastforwardamy and I'll help you figure out what's right for you if you're currently feeling like you want to go and smash your sales. Have a really great day. I'm going to log off here, and next week, Tuesday, obviously, I'm back with another episode. Bye.